You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
We learn Yosef HaTzadik got in trouble because of... Why did he get in trouble?
Because he
was reported.
Because he what?
He reported the brothers to his father. That's what... That was the reason he got in trouble?
No,
at the beginning. At the beginning with the brothers we're talking
yes,
about.
That's the reason.
So actually he got in trouble because of the dream. So when he had a dream, so then started the friction and jealousy and hatred because of the dream that he had. Well, we see when he was looking for the brothers, what was the brothers' reaction when they saw him? So we see here, the main thing that bothered them, it was because of?
The dream.
The dream. And how did Yosef HaTzadik was saved? How did the redemption come? No, the redemption, the redemption. How was he saved?
The dreams of
dreams? Ah, well, unbelievable thing. He got in trouble because of?
Dream.
He was saved because of?
Dream.
Wow, what a chidush. Did you notice? No? So we learn from here, what did we learn from here? Ah, exactly right. That whatever that you feel is a trouble, actually, yeah, he's going to bring you the Savior. It doesn't matter, you know, what it is, what type it is, where is he found? Is he close to you? Is far from you? So whoever that gives you a hard time, actually, he's going to save you. We sing a very beautiful mizmor. It says, what does it say? What does it say? It says, Nafshi Yeshovev Yancheni B'magele Seder. What mizmor it is? Which mizmor? Chagol Baruch, Chaf Gimel, 23. What does it mean? Nafshi Yeshovev. What does it mean? Nafshi Yeshovev. But you know the mizmor number, but what's it mean? I'm asking too much. It's too much expectation.
Yeshovev from Lashon Shovah.
No, Chas V'Shalom, no. It's a Nafshi Yeshovev, Yancheni B'Magilei Seder. It's a my soul will be in peace. Yeshovev. Yeah, it means Shev. Shev is the expression that is used that you be calm in peace. Yancheni, what does Yancheni mean?
To put down.
To rest, yeah, to set. How do you write Yancheni? How do you write it?
Yud.
Oh, Chazaka Baruch. Oh, very nice, very nice. Yancheni, if you pay attention, either way you read it from beginning to the end or the end to the beginning, exactly the same thing. Either from the beginning or from the end, exactly, it reads the same way. What does it mean? So that means Yehudi should know it's either is down upside or upside down is all the same thing. There's no such thing as upside down. The down upside, or upside down, exactly
same.
The same Yeshua. That means, you should not, Chas V'Shalom, feel, you know, things are upside down, things are, you know, it's not going through, Chas V'Shalom. I mean, that even in any case that you're placed in, you should expect that Yeshua is going to come. And here that's the unviewable message that we see. Yosef HaSadiq got in trouble because of his dreams, but he was saved exactly through the dream. For us to understand, there's no such a thing that Chas V'Shalom one feels, you know what I'm going to do now, Chas V'Shalom. That's the terufa. That's the medicine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has prepared for you, and you have to be thankful. You have to appreciate it, and you have to sing for Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to praise Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's what exactly you have to always have in mind. Nafshi Yeshover Yancheni. Either way, I'm grateful and thankful for you.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.